So how much change do you get back for your $39 billion? About $4 billion, it turns out. Yes, that's the story. AT&T has officially dropped its bid to buy T-Mobile USA for $39 billion. Antitrust issues got in the way. Ultimately, government opposition scuttled the deal. But AT&T is still going to have to pay a fee for not being able to pursue this transaction. And joining us to talk about all the implications here is Michael de la Merced, New York Times business reporter for the DealBook blog. And he joins us from the DealBook desk. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, John.
First of all, the scale of this deal was huge in this environment where there isn't a whole lot of merger and acquisition business going on. What's the downside here?
Well, the downside is, again, AT&T had really been hoping to create this new sort of mega carrier in the nation. And they said that they needed T-Mobile to get spectrum so they could roll out more 4G so that iPhone users and Android users could get their data faster. So they lose out on that. And for T-Mobile, the deal was basically a lifeline because it's been struggling for years. It hasn't really competed well against AT&T and Verizon, and now it's left to try to figure out what's next.
And oddly, in the Verizon versus AT&T battle, T-Mobile had the spectrum you're talking about, but they also have this loyal customer base, which might improve the sense of customer service karma at AT&T, which has been struggling with its consumers.
Oh, that's definitely true. I think that if you look at the various customer service rankings, T-Mobile is ranked pretty much near the top and AT&T near the bottom. So any help that AT&T could have gotten would have been great.
And what happens to this $3 or $4 billion charge? Who does it get paid to for not consummating the deal? And why would they have to pay it if the government opposed this?
Well, they sort of built this fee into the deal. It gets paid out to T-Mobile's parent, which is Deutsche Telekom of Germany. And they negotiated it back when the deal was announced in March. So it's about $3 billion in cash. And here's the funny thing that we just learned this morning, is that AT&T actually views it as a $4 billion fee. But Deutsche Telekom actually sees it as a $6 billion fee because it depends on how much you value the spectrum, the airwaves that AT&T is giving to Deutsche Telekom. So there's even some disagreement about how big the fee is.
Well, how does that get adjudicated between Deutsche Telekom and AT&T?
It's just basically whatever. AT&T is just going to book a $4 billion charge on its books. But Deutsche Telekom says that it gets to, because of the market value of the airwaves it's getting, it's actually $6 billion. So they're going to have their two different interpretations. But either way, it's a giant fee.
So lawyers and finance guys who are way beyond our pay grade are going to sort this out.
Yes, absolutely.
And that charge will be taken in the fourth quarter. A $4 billion charge will be taken by AT&T in the fourth quarter. Does that have implications for the AT&T stock today?
It may send it down a little bit, although the funny thing is after taxes, AT&T is really only going to take about a $1.5 billion hit, which is 2 months of cash flow. So it's really not that big in the grand scheme of things.
Wow, we are in the wrong business. Michael de la Merced, New York Times business reporter for the DealBook blog, talking about the big deal that couldn't go through this morning. It could have been the largest corporate deal of the year. AT&T officially dropping its bid to buy T-Mobile USA from Deutsche Telekom. $39 billion takeover deal, but AT&T will have to pay a $4 billion fee because it didn't go through. Thanks, Michael.
Thank you.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.